Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento.
Some say the news is fake. Others say it's real. These two don't have the time to check. Instead, Turner Sparks and Michael Ira Kaplan turn to comics stationed around the globe to be their eyewitness reporters so that you can know what's really going on. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 205. My name's Turner Sparks.
And I am Michael Kaplan.
You can find me at turnersparks.com. You can find Kaplan at Cap in America on Instagram, everywhere else. Kaplan, on the podcast today, we have the great Misha Kalin coming back to us to update us on everything that's going on in Belarus since we left him, which was early August, I believe.
The revolution had just begun then. And we're going to find out where it's standing.
Yes. And the revolution. Yeah, exactly. That's what we're going to find out. But before we get to that, Kaplan, we have a lot of announcements to make.
First of all,
thank you, everyone, for listening. This podcast is growing every single week. Our biggest numbers ever were last month in October, where I can project now that we with 10 days of the month in. I'm calling it early. We're going to beat those numbers this month. So thank you, everybody. And thank you to our Patreon subscribers. Those are the people. Those are the engine. Those are the motor inside Lost in America that keeps this show going. So shout out. We have two new subscribers this week, Cap. We have Sugar Brady. What's up, Sugar Brady?
We love Sugar Brady. One of our favorites.
We love Sugar Brady joining the show. And we have the great Brian Kelly back. He left us a few months ago as a subscriber. Oh. He's rejoined. He said, I need to get back in that action.
He had to save up some money, and now he's back. So what good to have you back, Brian.
Listen, it's a pandemic. People, we know money's tight. So if you got to take a month on, month off, that's fine. But Cap,
understandable.
I don't think we've done this in a while. So let me explain clearly what you get when you become a Patreon subscriber to our show.
Spell
for $5 a month, if you want to do $5 a month, you get 3 extra shows a week of just Kaplan and I full on, straight up, full throttle comedy show. Full talking throttle. About our lives in New York City, talking about Kaplan's run for city council next year. He's gearing up in Long Island City, talking
Law
about
and order.
My search for Cobble Hill Karen, a.k.a. the lady who keeps calling the cops on us when we try to have a barbecue in our front yard. That's $5 a month. For $10 a month, you get that plus a shirt commemorating us going to number one in Armenia. So it's a Lost in America, number one in Armenia shirt, Kaplan.
Yes, our show hit the number one in the charts. It's the first of many. We're going to be conquering many countries, but we'll always remember Armenia because they made us number one first. So there's a special place in our hearts.
You always remember your first.
Yeah, so exactly. So it'll be a special place in your wardrobe now. You as super fans will have to have a piece of history.
And let me say, those shirts were just about to come out yesterday. And then I said, you know what? I want to be safe. I'm going to send this to Narek Margaryan. Who is our correspondent in Armenia, just to make sure the map of Armenia is correct.
Right. We wanted to make sure we had Artsakh on there because
we are. He sent it back and he said, you are absolutely incorrect. It needs to include this other part. So now that's getting redrawn and we're going to have it come out soon. And then for $20 a month, Cap, you get all those things. Plus you get an advertisement. You get 30 seconds of our airtime on Lost in America once a month to say whatever you want. If it's advertising your business or it could just be like, hey, you could say, hey, Steve McMahon in my algebra class sucks. I don't like him. We'll read it on the air. We don't care.
You could declare your love for Azerbaijan. You could come at us. You can say anything you want about us, and as long as you don't say anything illegal, you can say anything you want. $20 a month.
For $25, you can say something illegal.
Okay, there you go.
But for $20, we won't stoop to that level for only $20. Cap, let's talk about Belarus.
Yeah.
Okay, so since we last left Misha, I've been doing a lot of studying, and here's what's happened. I'm just going to give you the broad strokes of what happened. He can fill in the details.
Yeah, catches me up because I've been, you know, I'm a typical American. My head's in the clouds. I don't pay attention. So let me know what's going on.
So what's happened is Lukashenko, I don't know if we want to call him a dictator at this point, whatever the term is, the leader of the country, has refused to leave. He still hasn't left. So the elections.
Don't call him the leader.
Okay. Okay. There we go. The dictator. Is that right?
I resent that. He's an ex dictator. Now he's just.
Okay. I could be wrong already.
Usurper. Usurper.
Usurper.
A usurper.
Usurper.
I don't know how you say it.
Anyway, he's refused to leave as far as am I right on that?
Yes.
Okay. He's setting an example for our president.
He has refused to leave. And this has been since August. So it's like many months now. He won't get out. The protests are growing and growing and growing. There's hundreds of thousands of people marching in the streets. Russia has come in. They've at some point they took over the airwaves in September, the television. And then the EU has come in and they're trying to figure out who to sanction. They sanction, as far as I know, they sanction part of the his colleagues, whatever you want to call them, the occupying government, is that the term? But they have not, as far as I can tell, they haven't sanctioned him for some reason. There's pressure coming from both sides. So from the EU wants him out. They've been meeting with Svetlana. Her last name escapes me.
The guy who was put in prison.
Misha again.
Tikhanovskaya.
They've been meeting with Svetlana Tikhanovskaya. She was the opposition candidate who then had to flee the country. And she's met with Macron. She's met with Merkel in Germany. She should become the leader as far as most people believe. But and that's where we kind of are now, as far as I can tell. Misha, tell me if that was right or where I'm at.
Yeah. I mean, broad strokes, that's pretty much what happened. But if in August you could have still called him a president after November, because you know how it goes, like Trump is technically the president until the new president is inaugurated, right?
Yes, January 20th of next year, Biden will come in type thing.
Exactly. So now his January is November, so that's finished. So
his term's over, his last term.
Well, yeah. Right. So, and officially for basically in the view of other countries, he's no longer the leader of the country in any shape or form. That's kind of a key point there.
Yeah, most countries refuse to recognize that he won this election, that he claims.
So he's, you can call him the terrorist in chief, basically.
Yes.
Okay. And he has a team of ISIS-like terrorists who are roaming the streets, and they're capturing people and they're torturing people, and that's how we live now.
Oh my God!
I'm afraid to walk the streets sometimes. Like, I was taken in about a month ago.
Really?
And I was just I went. Now I'm doing road shows, so I went to another city, and I'm just
for
walking.
Comedy?
From the, yeah.
Okay.
Comedy is blooming. Like it's,
I don't know why. Life.
Yeah, exactly. When you're scared, I guess you can either cry or laugh. So people just choose laughter. Yeah, but we have 30 shows this week, open mics and different variations.
All around the country?
No, just in Minsk.
Just in Minsk. Okay.
Wow. So what happened? Yeah. How'd you get taken? So you're on the road doing comedy, and what happened?
Right. And I was just walking from the train station to the venue, which is in the center of the city. I've never been there before. You know, I'm just walking and I see like a dark minivan just to like park in front of me. And I'm like, oh shit. And I'm telling the guy that I'm about to meet, and I'm like, this fucker is, I turned around and I walked the other way, and I'm like, God damn, these fuckers just almost got me. And there's another one. He just cuts off and they just take me in. And they start just like yelling at me, and I'm just scared shitless, you know? And it's a minivan full of fucking masked people with rifles and all that shit. And there's like two rows of them. I don't know, like 20 people. I don't know how many, maybe 10 people. Right? One of them is just yelling at me, and I'm just like, why are you yelling, you know? And so they just search me. They take my phone. They, you know, And they start going through my phone. Thank God my phone is in English. And these people, I don't think they take English classes in the ISIS school or whatever. Actually, ISIS probably...
ISIS knows English better than these guys, I bet, yeah.
Much better, yeah. So, yeah, and he, they're just... I guess on that day, they didn't really... Sometimes they have orders, you know, and their orders look like, all right, just take in, you know, 1,000 people and
like
be
quotas.
Rough.
Like, you gotta arrest people just to scare
them. Right, yeah. And I just basically told them, I'm a comedian, I'm going to the show. And honestly, dude, they were like, part of me, I basically now, I do not consider them as humans. Like, I've never felt hatred in my life, you know? But them, I hate more than anything in this world. Because if you look at the atrocities that they commit, I just, there's no forgiveness in my heart for these people, you know? I mean, the dark side of me just doesn't care what happens to them or their families. I don't want to go on, but yeah, that's just how everybody feels, you know?
Are these people, are they Belarusian? Are they local people?
Yeah.
Like the police department?
It's like the local police. It's not some outside force coming.
No. It's not police. It's like
special forces sort of, but like a local.
Yeah. Like SWAT-like, you know?
Are they private? Like, do they work for the government? Or are they just hired by?
They work for the government.
Yeah. Okay.
And they have no tags, nothing.
Undercover.
So they could be police, you know, but they're just dressed like that. I don't even know who they are.
Do they identify themselves in any way? There's no. Like, it could just be,
come on.
Yeah.
And were you by yourself when this happened, or was it you and a group of people got taken in?
No, just me. I was about to meet the organizer.
But did they ask you specific questions about anything?
You won't believe. Well, first of all, there was like a lady without her mask, the balaclava on, you know, and she was like a hot blonde. I'm telling you.
This is how porno start.
No. Dude, the other one was like looking at me through the mask, but I could see like her eyelashes, and they were like, they had little, you know, I could see that she doesn't know how to do it correctly. They got a little bits all over him, you know. She probably doesn't have good mascara or something.
Little clumps.
Like, it was, yeah. I mean,
can you do some makeup lessons?
Part of it was endearing, you know, and and they were looking through my phone, and there's so much shit that can get me in trouble.
Yeah.
And they would just show me stuff, and they're like, oh, the victory is near. Well, what is that? And I just shrugged. And
soccer game.
No, but honestly, you know, that flag, the white, red, white flag, I have it everywhere, you know.
And just to clear up, that's the flag from the last time Belarus
was an independent nation.
Okay. And that's the one that people are now flying as, hey, we need to do this again. This is what we are now again. We are.
It kind of unites people from all walks of life, you know?
Yeah.
Because before there were different fractions of people would say like, oh, they're nationalists, you know, and or blah, blah, blah. These people don't like it. But now everybody's like, this is it. This is just a... But now, honestly, it doesn't matter. I remember there was one group of people, they were banned from carrying that symbol. So they just had like hats and towels. Like they would just went from the sauna. So
yeah.
Basically, that's... You know, anything subversive is now...
You can't stop thought, right?
You can't stop thought, yeah. So basically now you can't... if you can't say «Живе Беларусь», which is like the «Long live Belarus», which is our slogan, you know? You can start saying like «Слава Україні», which is like «Long live Ukraine», but people don't know what you mean, you know what I mean? And I love Ukraine too, you know? So it's like a double whammy, you know?
But that's the way it works. Anytime one of these dictators tries to like, well, you can't say this. All right, well, I'll just say that. And it'll mean...
Carrot, motherfucker, you know?
Exactly. It can be literally anything. The game never stops. So when they took you in, did they took you just into the van or into a place?
Yeah, into the van. Because if they took me into the place, I would have stayed there, you know? Just the van. The van is fine, you know? Basically, long story short, you know, one of them said, like, everybody has a right to their opinion, which is, I was shocked. And they started asking questions.
Free speech
about, cups. Yeah. Those were, I got the good ones. they were started asking me, what's stand-up? Oh, you've been in China, you've been in the United States, blah, 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 all that shit. And I swear to God, they said like, oh, you're a comedian. Tell us a joke.
No.
So I fucking told them a joke and I fucking killed. I swear to God, I killed.
Huge pressure.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It never ends.
That's the most offensive thing to Turner. This whole story you told.
Misha, did you see when Kanye, okay, so that's your story you just told. And this other story I'm about to tell are proof that the you're a comedian, tell me a joke, literally knows no bounds in this world. There was a video of like Kanye West was freaking out a couple months ago. And so Dave Chappelle flew to Kanye West Ranch in Montana to try to like make him, hey, calm down. Everything's fine. We'll be all right. And so then they made a video that they put on Twitter being like, hey, I'm Kanye. I'm here with Dave Chappelle. He saved me. I love Dave. We're cool. Everything's fine. But Dave, since you're here, tell everybody a joke.
But listen, that's been always my position. You know what I mean? When people say, you're a comedian, tell us a joke. I tell them a joke.
Have one ready.
What joke did you tell?
Yeah. What's a good one for secret police?
I have that old one. Remember when I get coffee and the guy, you know, I try to practice my English, my Chinese in China. Yeah. You know, as I say, like I've lived in China. And so in Shanghai, nobody wants to speak Chinese. They all want to practice their English. And I just want to practice my Chinese. You know that stuff.
Yeah. And
should I tell it or?
You don't have to. I'm not making you tell it. Yeah. Tell us a joke.
But it's an old one that Turner knows. It just I just took the most sort of.
They liked it.
Just like a basic.
One. Hey, important question. Did the hot blonde laugh? Because, you know, that's...
I mean, I heard laughter. It was just like a nice little boom, you know what I mean? So, but I was like so stressed out. And basically, I went back. I started drinking right after that. You know, I was going to stay sober for that show. But I was like, fuck that, you know. That was...
You still did the show?
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, the fans paid for it. You know.
It was a night to remember, actually. And now I'm back at AA. So
good.
Question. One other question. When they were going through your phone, did they see our podcast on there? We would like to get bands in Belarus.
Did they subscribe?
Did they subscribe? Did you promote it?
Yeah, they all subscribed to Patreon. They're like, Patreon.
There you go.
They're rich. They're rich as fuck now because they get so much money. Yeah, they can afford it. And they can become like the.
So, Misha, who's in charge now in reality of Belarus? Is anyone, or is it Russia? Is it Lukashenko? Is it the Europe? Like.
I don't even know. Like everything just operates on inertia. Maybe I don't know. I don't know how else to put it. Because I mean, yeah, that's a good question. I don't know how that works because he has. I mean, he has power. Like he. By the way, he opened the new subway line. Started breaking like the next day, and he opened the new fucking nuclear power station. Have you heard about that? And that's broken now too. They had explosions.
So we can't make the nuclear power plants or the trains run on time. Is what you're saying? Just can't even get that right.
Yeah, but think about the magnitude of the thing. You know, if that thing blows up, it's another Chernobyl. But
yeah, true.
Apparently they had. But maybe it's like new technology or whatever. But so basically, he's trying to be like in charge and everything, but all his decisions just lead to destruction, right? And outside leaders, they don't take him seriously. Putin hates him, you know, because he fucked over Putin so many times that Putin just tolerates him.
Yeah.
But listen, there's
Putin
another
needs him, right?
Or wants
him around. Yeah. Because he doesn't like revolutions. You know, you know why they, you know, Putin went into the whole Armenia-Azerbaijan conflict so late? Because he wanted to punish democratically elected president of Armenia because he doesn't like that shit, you know.
Well, and a little update for our audience, they just signed a deal yesterday that was not very good for Armenia,
basically.
Exactly.
Once we printed our t-shirts, they just turned the whole thing around. Yeah.
Yeah, they waited until Armenia got shafted and then they signed it, but that's capitulation basically. Before really Erdogan, you know, the Turkish guy who's trying to, restore the Ottoman Empire.
Yeah, take over the world.
Yeah. So
So no one's kind of in charge. So if let's say if Lukashenko, are people like, do you pay taxes? Is there government operated?
Perfect question. The declaration, I just filed it just yesterday, and I filed $0. I'm not paying shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I prolonged the thing, and they called me, and they called, you know, they're going to fine me for it. And I just, I was like, oh, listen, I was on a bender, and you know, and then I was in treatment. What do you want from me? You know?
Yeah.
And I didn't make any money, you know, check my bank account or whatever, you know, anyway, so I'm trying to prolong it as much as possible. And I'm playing this game of, listen, who am I paying taxes to? You know, there's no government.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? And so who's keeping up like the roads and schools and hospitals?
Yes, that all works. Like my whole building is getting like renewed and everything because it's old as fuck, you know, it's like from 1928. I mean, I love it, but it, you know, they're redoing the whole thing. That's still going on. I don't know. You know, the roads are.
So everyone's just kind of hoping something, it'll get taken care of, basically.
I guess, you know.
All the local governments are exactly functioning normal, basically.
The local offices and everything, that's functioning.
But there was never any sort of move. Like, there's never been a looking into the election kind of thing of, like, trying to prove, like, they don't look back at the, yeah, there's not even pretending.
Yeah, there's,
what about?
There's like doing an autopsy on a corpse that's already.
Right. We just know it's so obvious it was fixed.
Yeah. So what about, I was reading that, that Lukashenko went into the prison and met with those 12 kind of the prisoners and told them that he would, they should call off the protest because this will be his last term. That was almost like his negotiation. Like, oh, after this term, I won't run again. So you guys do whatever you want.
But that's 5 years, that? Dude.
It's a 5-year term. Exactly.
Even if that's the case, nobody accepts that. Are you kidding me? 5 more years of this? Dude, if 5 more years, I'm going to become militarized, dude. I'm going to go to Darknet.
Yeah.
Fuck it, dude. I've got 5 years, man. I'm going to start CrossFit and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh,
go to Darknet and buy fucking weapons. I don't give a
Rambo
fuck.
Style.
I mean, that's longer than like another Trump term would have been turned. 5 years longer than our thing. That's a lot.
I'm going into the woods and I'm becoming the fucking, you know, guerrilla warrior. I don't give a shit.
Well, also, like, it's such a weak offer because what's to say this guy's never been truthful in his life?
Yeah,
so what's
who
to
believes
say 5 it? Years from now, he's not just going to do it again.
No. It has to take months. Otherwise, we just become North Korea. Because you know what that 5 years, you know what that means? Everybody, they'll just one by one take people. Everybody who showed any sign of protest,
right. They
will
just down.
Find them. So that's Stalin, you know? That's 1933, you know? That's the repressions.
Yeah, that's 5 years for them to put all their enemies in prison.
Right? Exactly, which is basically everybody. And that's been done before, you know? I mean, Stalin... I mean,
you would have to come up with a lot of jokes for 5 years to get out of, you know... So
there's a lot of material, you know? I can do one joke. I do not censor myself. Like, I do a joke, I'll translate it on the go, but I go like, do you think there's like... one of those like mass people, you think there's like a polite one, like he's the son of the intelligentsia, you know, he's the only one who's got like that bowl with the candy on his table, you know, he like helps people when they load him in the vans, like he calls all the women they raped the next day, he's the editor in chief of the newsletter, come on, you know.
So you could do that at shows now?
I do
people,
it, yeah.
And people,
yeah, so, but Misha just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like I don't care. I if I'm persecuted for my material, that's fine. You know, if I die of alcohol overdose, I would feel ashamed. You know,
that's what I mean. You know, yeah. Politically, yeah. I mean, you don't care if getting arrested for free speech.
Listen, I wish I could just teleport you and like walk. I just want to walk with you, like down, you know, my local streets.
Yeah,
the fear is gone when there's a real threat, you know, when there's a real threat, all these like little anxieties that you have, you know, they disappear when the real fear is fucking there.
You mean personal anxieties?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, these like,
I'm day to day normal stuff.
You don't understand, you know, you don't understand. I'm just, all that shit. It just becomes vapor, you know?
Yeah. So what, does it seem like, I mean, you said that, Putin hates Lukashenko, but does it seem like he's propping up, like does it seem that he might have given him this idea? Like, hey, why don't you try, go tell him you'll do a fifth, this will be your last term.
Well, he definitely got directions from Kremlin to go and start the dialogue, the fake dialogue. But it's just optics, man. It's just
basically because Russia wants this problem to go away, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and they don't want revolutions. People getting that idea in their head.
Yeah, honestly, for Russia, the guy, the Babariko, you know, the guy, one of the candidates?
I don't know. No.
Okay. So one of the guys who's in prison and one of the 12, you know, and one of the candidates that was not allowed to run. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's actually the head of the Belarusian division of Gazprombank, which is the biggest bank in Russia. So he's kind of a Kremlin guy.
Whoa.
Yeah,
he's in prison in Belarus for running it, wanting to run against Lukashenko.
Yeah, and he would be an adequate replacement, and which would be great for Russia too. You know?
Yeah, well, that's what I find interesting is that Svetlana has said she doesn't necessarily, she doesn't see herself as an enemy of Russia. Right?
Right.
Is that the case?
She doesn't even see herself as the president. She just, you know what I mean? She always
please explain
said
that.
She,
that's a question.
Well, she's running in place of her husband who was put in prison. Sergei, I'm transliterating for you guys. Sergei Tikhanovsky. So basically, her husband was put in prison and was not allowed to run. So she ran in his place. That's why she's a symbolic president. You know, when she's back, she's going to organize the free elections. And then there's going to be maybe another shit show. I don't know.
Yeah,
so her goal is just to organize elections, not even to be the leader.
Exactly. Yeah. She, you know what I mean? I don't think she wants to be the leader. It's just like saying, Turner, you be the leader.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's not too far off. Her history is an English teacher, right?
some like that. But she never was meant to be that. Her husband always wanted to, you know, do I want him to be? No. That's another thing. We never had the political field, so I don't know any candidates.
Yeah,
but
you haven't had democracy really in a while, right?
Yeah. So, at least we want the change of this. Like you guys, you know what I mean? Was Trump good? No. Is Biden good? No. But at least it's good that those fuckers change once in a while. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Exactly.
Let's just change fuckers. That's a new motto.
Every 4 years. Every this motherfucker has been in power 26 years. How many presidents is that?
Yeah. So I go back to, it's like Bill Clinton or years. Yeah. So
basically she's would come in just to clean the slate. And then there'd be an election where everyone can decide, do I like her husband? Do I like that? The Kremlin guy. Do I like this other person?
Would he let her husband out of jail as part of that deal that Turner was talking about? Was that a part of the offer or no?
They're all still in jail.
But I meant, was he offering to let them out of jail if he was going to serve this 5-year term or no? He
wasn't. It didn't seem like it from what I read.
Oh, so that's terrible. What kind of negotiating is this? That's not even.
Yeah, no, it's just optics. No, this guy
spent 5 more years in jail. Why?
When you listen to him, he's stupider than Trump. That's been always my bit. He's like a budget Trump, you know?
can't afford Trump. Get Lukashenko.
Yeah. But now it doesn't work because he's got too much blood on his hands.
What about, I have a question. So when the...
He's got as much blood on his hands as Trump has hooker.
Oh, boy.
We
get it.
So when...
Hooker juice. Yeah, I got it. Hooker juice.
It was important that he corrected that. Yeah.
Let the record show.
Let the record show the term. Hooker
juice. When Russia, I'm really curious about this. When Russia took over the TV, you know, like RT, whatever, because they decided like
Well,
did that change anyone's minds, or was it just so obvious to everyone what happened? It was like overnight, from what I read.
They took over the government TV.
Belarusian TV, and the Belarusian TV presenters kind of like walked off set and said, "We're not going to be, we're not spewing this garbage when everyone knows it's false."
Not all of them.
Oh, not all. Okay. And then Russia sent in their people, and the next day it was like, Mother Russia, we love. Dun, 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 dun. Did that convince anyone? Did that change anyone's mind?
Some people, yeah.
It did. Really? Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely still Lukashenko supporters, the stability supporters.
Is that like older people usually, or is that general? Or is that-
yeah. Older people who have been in the system, people who are sons and daughters of people who are close to the elites or whatever, you know. Yeah, there's definitely that. But I'm telling you, there's a lot more converts. Like last Sunday, they took in 1,000 people, you know, and they were brutal. There's like those flash grenades, you know, people get wounded and everything. There's brutal brutality just everywhere, right? And since August, 17,000 people have been captured, you know.
Oh my god, 17
people.
Yeah.
who are generally protesting or just
well, not protesting, I mean, you just march
day to day, like you.
I mean, every Sunday people march, and you know, I'm a coward. I haven't marched in all of them because I'm a fucking idiot and I just go in a bender, and then I had to go, you know, get cleaned up and go back to AA. So my focus is sobriety, and I feel like my battle is on stage anyway. You know what I mean?
You gotta take care of yourself first.
Well, yeah. I'm not in the position to help anybody right now, you know? And you know, what can I do? Just get killed? You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing I can do. Like, I'm helpless, right? And honestly, I feel terrible. Like every Sunday that I'm not out there, I just feel like a fucking coward. But
well, no, man, you got it. I mean, you have to take care of yourself. You have a family.
My problem is, like I need to seriously recover from like the.
And as you said, you contribute through comedy and through going on stage and doing these shows. I mean, that is important too.
Yeah, I just can't be in a cell right now, you know, like I get if I'm calm and everything, like I honestly at this point everybody is ready to be for instance my ex-wife, she's my best friend, you know, and her new husband, like I love him to death, and they go out still. He's a medical professional, so he goes on all these like strikes and everything. He's already done 7 days in prison.
Wow.
Yeah, in jail. Yeah.
So it's every Sunday. That's the day that people are just going to go out.
Yeah, but that's it's not limited to Sundays, but mainly Sundays. Yeah.
And are the protests, because it's been going since August now, are they picking up steam? Are they losing steam?
Like, I mean, in August it was just hundreds of thousands of people. I've never seen so many people in my life. It's like fucking Woodstock, man. It was beautiful, and everybody with so much love, and you're just walking around, and you block the streets, and it was awesome, man. And these those guys just kind of block off some streets, and they just stand with their like shields and everything, like the
secret police people,
the terrorists, let's call them, right? And it was beautiful, man. And they knew that they couldn't handle this many people, but yeah, now that the weather is kind of getting cold, and they're kind of are using more and more force now. So basically every week is different. That's the thing. Like 1 week they let you do it. Another week they don't let you do it. And the funny thing is they have also these walks with people who are supposedly pro Lukashenko, who are like paid. And there's just like, I saw them. It's just like, I don't know, 20 people, you know,
yeah, it's fucking, protesting it's, in support of the occupying.
It's pathetic. And you look at them in the eyes and they almost are like, sorry, man, I just needed the cash or something, you know?
Oh gosh.
And so, yeah, they're young people and everything. And oh my God, it's fucking
really selling out.
It's shameful, dude.
So what do people think? Is there hope that it's going to change, or does it feel like the hope's going away, or what?
Dude, it's, I don't even know what to tell you, man. I'm yeah, scared, dude, because the uncertainty is, we can turn into North Korea. I mean, I don't know. We can become, the country's closed now. Like, I can't leave, you know, I can't go to Ukraine. I can't go to like other countries, you know. And
why can't you leave?
The borders are closed.
You mean
because of coronavirus, though, or is that because of, are they claiming that, or is it all because of the protests?
There's no corona regulations. Nobody's wearing a mask, dude.
Yeah.
So, well, let's get into that in a minute. But so Belarus won't let anyone leave the country?
Well, I'm not sure about the technicalities, but the Belarusians, correct me, research that, Turner, because...
Let me look it up real quick.
but I believe that the borders are closed, yeah.
While he's looking it up, I was going to ask you quickly, because you're talking about Trump and Biden, is there any feeling that if our change in our leadership would change anything?
Everybody believes that Biden, he'll be tougher on sanctions.
Because of the Russia thing. Yeah, he'll be more in line with Europe.
But listen, there's another thing that's going around. There's like a famous guy on Russian independent media who is saying that he has almost certain knowledge that Putin is not going to be in power for much longer.
Oh, because he has Parkinson's or something? Is that what he's saying?
Some shit like that.
I saw that too. I don't know.
He's got like two months or some shit.
Yeah, I don't know how true that is, unfortunately.
All right, I have an answer here if we want it.
What is it?
Misha's right. This is from October 29th from DW.com. I don't know exactly what DW.com is. But they say Lukashenko closes borders amid security shakeup. He's named a new interior minister and ordered him to ensure security in Minsk. The state is restricting entries from Lithuania, Latvia, Poland, and Ukraine. It looks like, as far as I can tell, they've closed the borders. You're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what's going on with, I mean, that's scary, by the way. They've closed borders. But
I know.
Are you?
That's why I'm doing this podcast. This could be my last.
Time you see.
It's
dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were gonna go on tour and shit, but hey.
I know. Now we can't come. We won't be able to leave.
Yeah, I wanted to come walk the street.
And I'm starting open mics in English next week, exactly a week from today.
Are there English speakers there to?
Yeah, I'm doing it with a guy from LA.
Who's in Belarus?
Yeah, who's in Belarus? This guy Ori.
Listen, Kaplan, I told you all comedians are leaving LA.
LA's terrible.
Some are going to LA in Texas. Some are going to Nashville. Some are going to Belarus.
Yeah. I couldn't deal. There's like homeless people in tents outside. I got to go somewhere safer. I'm going to Belarus.
They're sick of Governor Newsom
and his taxes. All those taxes that affect comedians to make so much money.
Minsk is the new York, man. Yeah. It's the mecca of comedy. I'm telling you. I go to open mics every day, several times. I'm tired, dude. Like, sometimes I'm like, guys, I need like one day off to write. You know, I'm sick of my own fucking material.
I want to do a show in Minsk. I would one day.
Yeah,
love to be big in Minsk.
Let's do it. Like, I switch tags and jokes just for fun now. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're like Dave Attell. Just even if a joke kills, you still change it.
I still fucking change it because I'm sick of it, man.
New version of a song.
What's the comedy cellar of Minsk? We got to go there.
It's called Comedy Hall.
Comedy Hall. All right, let's go there, Cap. We'll go to Comedy Hall.
But comedians in general are able to speak freely still. That's, they're not really cracked down on that stuff yet.
Yeah, I'm surprised. But listen, any day we just...
You never know.
It could be just like, you know, you get off stage and then...
Yeah, because what about gatherings? I know that in a country we both used to live in, You weren't allowed to have gatherings of more than 50 people without a permit from the government. So is that similar? Are they doing anything like that?
Maybe, but nobody control. Nobody.
There's no. You're right. There's no government. There's no oversight of anything.
Yeah, but the rooms are full, dude. Like, I've never seen so many people, and it could be like two shows on the same stretch, and they still have people, you know, on a Monday.
Wow. What about coronavirus? Have you guys reached herd immunity, or is there any stats on it?
What's going on over there?
Keeping track of it?
I mean, he's recovered now, but my son had it because in his school, they like the half of the class had it, but he had it pretty mild, but some other people that I know, I mean.
But people don't wear masks or anything.
Just to catch up our audience. And by the way, I should say everyone should, we should have said this at the beginning, but they should go back and listen to our last two episodes with Misha to get caught all the way up on what's going on here. Yeah, but as you said a couple episodes ago when we had you on, the Lukashenko was really like, we're not doing anything about this. We're just going to let, like, kind of denying it existed and saying,
vodka cured it in saunas? That was the original.
Yeah, vodka and saunas.
Yeah. So it's kind of come through the country. Have you heard of a lot of people getting really, really sick or anything like that?
I mean, I guess the one thing that we have is that our medical system is not as, you know, see, it's like, I guess the worst thing with corona is when you overload the hospital, right? And you just can't help some people. And so I guess maybe that's not been happening. So the flow is sort of sufficient that you can help people. So, I mean, you honestly don't hear about, and people don't seem to care. And like, I mean, I wear a mask, but then it's like when, and I try not to go out too much, you know, but it's like when, I don't know, like 10% of people wear masks. That's not really effective.
Doesn't do much. Yeah.
And there's no rules about like restaurants and bars and any of that. Nothing.
No.
Wow. That's a.
So does it feel like.
I might have to move there as winter comes.
It might be the hotbed of comedy. It's the only place you can still do it, right?
Yeah.
Only place
on the roof. Yeah. Yeah. And it's real. You know what I mean? It's not like people spread out. You can't really test your material because people try to laugh kind of harder, you know? Mm.
They're blowing the particles in the air. They're trying to push them. Laugh harder.
the aerosols sort of create the atmosphere of laughter, you know? Yeah. So you can't really like kill in a crowded room, you know?
Yeah. Or where it's all spread out and everything. You can't really. So do you get the feeling that you're now caught, Belarus is now caught between Europe and Russia in this whole thing? Does this feel like a battle between the two, or does it feel more like neither side cares enough to make it a battle between the two?
I mean, I know that the West probably wants us to become just like an independent nation, progressive nation, and right, so we grow and we become a part of a functioning part of the world economy, right?
Yeah,
but Putin is not interested in a revolution because that sets the precedent. He doesn't like revolutions. He doesn't like, you know, that's why he supports, you know, the Turkish guy, right? And that's why he supports all the sort of authoritarian leaders.
Assad,
right?
And yeah.
Exactly, right? So, but at the same time, he would rather probably put somebody else in place of Lukashenko who would be more sort of less fucked in the head.
He wants a more competent authoritarian. This is
yeah, who wouldn't try to fuck him over every time, you know? Yeah. Because Lukashenko would always lie and everything. He would say, "Yeah, we'll do it," and then last minute, like, "No, we're not gonna do it." So, yeah.
And
then
he
crawls on his knees and he goes like, "Oh, please help me," you know?
Lukashenko does. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So he just doesn't. I don't know. He's just.
What about, so I read about there was like a 1.7, almost a $2 billion US dollar loan from Putin, and I assume behalf of Russia, to Lukashenko.
You know what that is? It's just redistributing debt. So all that money is just stayed in Russia. We just don't owe him that anymore.
I see. So it's not actual.
Forgive debt.
He's forgiving debt. He's not giving real money.
if there's sanctions, I mean, if the EU does sanctions, is there like any sort of sanctions is really just going to hurt the people, right? I mean, it doesn't really.
Well, that's why I mean, sanctions.
I don't think there were sanctions on the people, just to step
right. Yeah.
There were sanctions on government officials.
Right. So I'm saying, but how does that even, it's just hard to do it, basically, is what I'm trying to say. Like, hard to
freeze accounts.
Freeze accounts.
I don't know what else.
You're putting these people on an island. You're trying to suffocate them into where they have no options. Yeah. They have to give up, where it makes more sense for them to give up leadership.
Right.
And to, so they can get all those things back. Because it seems to me, go ahead, Misha.
But also, they want to turn somebody who's close to him to kind of revolt against him. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's what everybody's waiting for, you know, that somebody's close to him. And
Because right now he's got the military. He's got the other key government people.
It's like the death of Stalin, right? Yeah. Everybody was like, hey, he's dead. Thank God. We were just watching the movie with him.
But right, the movie's so good.
Yes.
But it's actually factually correct. You know, everything in that movie is factually correct.
That's a great point.
And there's a lot of indication that he was actually poisoned. You know, they were just like, "All right, let's get rid of this old man because he's everybody's just tired."
Was there anybody notable though from his government or from his side who switched at any point?
Or talking about Stalin here, Captain?
No, I'm talking about Belarus.
the other Stalin.
Yeah, the other
Lukashenko.
Everyone so far has stayed loyal, though. So you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're waiting for somebody to turn. Mm.
So basically, it's a good point. If you're sanctioning all of his friends and cooperators around him, hopefully one of them will flip on him. But what point does it, like, what point does Lukashenko run out of money? Is he extremely wealthy?
Who knows? Like, it's undisclosed. It's one of those, how much money does Putin have, you know?
Yeah. I know what you mean, but it's a lot of it. You have money because you have the power, which gives you access to unlimited amounts of money. But once that power goes away, you might not have a lot of real money, actually.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know how much to have, you know?
Yeah. So this just seems like a game of chicken, basically, between Lukashenko and the Belarusian people to see who's going to quit first.
Exactly. But even, listen, if we quit, what does that mean? You know, the people have already, that's it. They have changed. The civil society has been awakened. You know what I mean? There's just, people have this hatred and it's never going to go away, you know? And if people are going to just like from the streets go into the woods and start the guerrilla shit or something like that, or I mean, there's no way. And these terrorists, they have families and they have children who go to schools, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all connected, you know, they torture medics and stuff, you know? I mean, what happens if one of them goes to the hospital or their mother goes to the hospital, you know? We're all interconnected.
Yeah, it's not a giant country.
Yeah, and it's there's very few of them and there's a lot of us, you know? And if it was Texas, this issue would have been over like this, you know what I mean? If we had the Second Amendment and everything, dude.
Yeah.
If we had the Second Amendment, see? I'm pro Second Amendment, by the way. Now,
that is the original reason for it. Is that
So you can defend yourself against the government.
Yeah, you would have been over so quickly. I mean,
if Belarus would have lobbied to be pro Second Amendment, Trump would be too stupid to think about it and just send you some weapons. And
in free Belarus, I'm going to follow Cap's example. I'm going to go into politics, man.
Do it.
Got to
do it.
Seriously,
I mean,
dude.
I mean, the world, you see the United Nations is, they're not doing anything, right? Because of Russia, I assume. Is that,
dude? I am the Hunter S. Thompson already.
Look at that, he's taking a shaved head.
Yeah, well, it was just the sign of new beginnings. But remember when Hunter S. Thompson ran for
county sheriff.
In Colorado.
Yeah. That's gonna be my campaign, you know, and I'm gonna be pro legalized, pro.
It's not gonna be good for AA going to if you're gonna be following Hunter Thompson lead, but
yeah.
Well, listen, if I had weed here, I wouldn't have a problem with the alcohol. Jesus Christ.
Good rationalization. Yeah. And, Misha,
I was gonna ask you the one thing that I don't think we touched on it was I saw that they just threw out like diplomats from Britain and other is that just they're just throwing people out so who are observing things? Is that what that's all about? Or
yeah, probably. Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
They're just saying like keeping, like they basically until like the international world, if they don't see things, unless like, that's why I think America's probably got to get involved. I don't know if we're going to do anything, but maybe till Biden.
I mean,
because it seems like there's no mechanism. I know we're talking about sanctions, but to really
exactly,
it's not.
Yeah, there is. I'm scared. Like, how long is it gonna go for? You know, it's been 3 months. Is it gonna be two more months? I hope it's two more months. You know, but if it's years, I cannot imagine what.
If it's years, I mean, would you think of leaving the country?
Well, I mean, then I'd have to, it's not just me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've got
family,
people that I love, you know, and I'm, that's why I'm glad I left China. At least I'm going through the shit with my people, you know?
Yeah.
But with the people who, you know, who go to jail, it's usually just like they're in jail for like a day or two or a week. Like, are people, do you know of anybody who just kind of disappear for weeks on end or?
All of the above, man.
Yeah, and, so it's gonna be, yeah, it varies based on,
yeah, it
who
varies,
picks you up, what you've been involved in.
Yeah, my friends that are like in the medical field, they're not as tough on them, but the guys spend 7 days in jail, you know, that's crazy.
It's a pandemic, what? You should not be putting anybody in the medical field in jail.
Yeah, exactly. They're not thinking, you know, yeah. And I mean, I have a one of the comics from my hometown. He got shot in his leg. Yeah, and it showed me pictures when it just happened. Like
with a bullet, like a live bullet.
I mean, listen, they call them rubber bullets, but they're not fucking rubber. You know,
yeah,
they're still metal inside, they pierce your fucking skin. Yeah. You know, and they get into the tissue. You know, he had to get it. A veterinarian had to fucking get it out because he was afraid to go to the doctor. Jeez. I mean, this is just the first story that comes
to
mind.
Because he thought the doctor would turn him in?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, it was still in August. You know, nobody kind of knew what.
Yeah. Vets
are heroes.
Like, you've said this a bit, but does it feel like now? Because a lot of times in countries when there's some kind of like revolution, it's just a certain sect of society. But you've said it's kind of everybody now, right? Like old people, young people, professionals.
Yeah.
College kids. Everybody's on board. So it's like Lukashenko's backed into a corner. He kind of has no play at this point.
But that's why I feel like he's Nero, who's just going to fucking burn Rome.
Does he still?
He leaves. You know?
Like, does he come on TV and give like addresses, like acting like nothing's going on? Or does he?
Yeah, he talks shit, dude. He says like, he just says, you know, 100,000 people come out, and he goes like, oh, it's just a couple thousand people that be paid for by the West, and they're all high on drugs, which you can't even get drugs that easily. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So everything's they'll say everything's a conspiracy, international.
Yeah, and exactly. And the TV shows, those other the rallies Russian.
Paid protesters.
Yeah, the paid protesters, but they just put the camera in the right angles and shit.
It looks like it's a lot of people.
TV magic.
All right, Misha. Well, man, I hope this works out, man. We're going to check back in with you whenever
stay
it does.
Safe, for real. Not like,
I'm definitely stay safe. Not just coronavirus safe, real life safe.
Yeah, I, you know.
And we love you, man.
Hey, yeah. I love you guys.
Yeah. And what about comedy? Is there any place people can check it out online?
My online presence, I'm still developing.
It's in Russian, right?
Whatever.
All right.
I've got other things on my mind. So my online presence is
I can't believe you're not singularly obsessed with building your brand. You should be doing Instagram living things and you're protesting.
Media.
You should be out there building your brand.
I'm working on my act still.
Misha Kalin, everybody. Misha, thank you so much for doing it, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Kaplan, that's it. What should we do?
I mean, on that note, let's, I guess we get lost.
Get lost!